was an issue that's been brought to my attention by concerned members of the public who use this route from Dublin to Donegal. I brought a motion recently at a recent MD, and with parliamentary questions then, myself and my party colleague Piers Doherty, we've received what I find is an unacceptable response to say that we've had 74 cancellations this year already. There's no apology there for people at last-minute cancellations not put up on the website, and it's very disappointing. I think coming at a time where you have the Minister for Transport making big announcements of investment going into public transport, and we have a public transport here in this area that's not working. There's a lot of questions to be answered yet from my motion that weren't answered, in particular to run a service like that, an interrupted service like that, you need to have the release drivers in place. And I think that's the biggest crux of this problem, is that they haven't re-employed the release drivers that they had in place to carry out this service.
And indeed, unfortunately, in Donegal, this is the only form of public transport, so people need this service to, as you say, be uninterrupted.
Of course they do. I had a recent incident where an elderly man was flying from the States to come to his sister's funeral, and relying on one of them late runs, the two of them was cancelled, one and half two. And he was very lucky to reach his sister sooner, you know. So, and people going for appointments and hospital appointments and stuff like that there, and last minute cancellations, they're left stranded either in Donegal or left stranded in Dublin, you know. So it's not acceptable at all.